District 6 football action. The eight-player level, Wayne Falcons about to take on the Harmony Rockets. And we're going to bring it all to you right here on the Quattro. Falcons getting their final instructions from the coaching staff on the far sideline. Officials are out here. And Wayne heading out deep for the Falcons are Clayton and Carson both standing at the 10. Ridge, Downard, and Jesse Wick at the 15-20-25. And we've got, I believe, Connor Runyon, Keaton Nickel, Dakota Lovett, Blade Baker. No, it's not Runyon, it's Isaiah Bradford. Excuse me, Isaiah. Falcons about ready to receive the kick coming from number 20. That would be senior Brian Dye has it teed up, and your Sweet Southern Sass kickoff is off to the right side, bounces a couple times, fielded by Ridge. He's nowhere to go, and got it at the 24, and he's going to be down at the 24 after bringing it toward the middle of the field. No return for Downard. Has a kick return for a touchdown in each of the last two games, but nothing doing there. So from their own 24, the Falcons. Moore dropping back, looking long, throwing it deep. He's got home and it's complete. He's going, gone. No yellow littering the field. Touchdown Falcons of 56 yards. Moore to Shea Homan. Let him out there. Shea ran right under it. Fifty-six yards. Touchdown with 11:43 to go in the first quarter, and Wayne has the lead. Copy plus PAT attempt. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Downard puts it through, and the Falcons are up 7-0. And we've got some major feedback issues here. I apologize for that, folks, but your score with 11:43 to go in the first quarter, Wayne 7, Harmony 0. First play from scrimmage is a 56-yard touchdown pass, Moore to Holman, and the Falcons are on the board. Now we will have a Sweet Southern Sass kick coming the other direction. Courtesy Ridge Downard. I'm not sure, but I think the Falcons may have only had 7 players on the field. Of the defense only. Well, they had 7. Now we have 7. So 7's the lucky number here for the Falcons right now, leading. And Downard's kick is toward the corner, goes out of bounds inside the 10. Wayne leading 7-0. 11:43 to go in the first quarter. From outside of Farmington, it's a beautiful night, beautiful drive over here with the trees turning colors, and I think they're going to back the Falcons up and re-kick. Ball went out of bounds at about the 7 or 8 yard line, and Harmony will make Wayne re-kick, this time from their own 25. Once again, the eight-player ball. You kick off from the, it's an 80-yard field. You kick off from the 30. Touchbacks are from the 15. Now Harmony will take the ball, and they will have it at their own 35. So from their own 35, they will start it up right there. Langford with an empty backfield. Three receivers out to the right, one to the left. And he's under some pressure from Van Dyne and Downard. And now Jellison getting into the action. And along the far sideline, it's complete near midfield to number 36, Wyatt Gatton. And pick up to midfield. Second and five from midfield. The snap is clean. A little bit of pressure. Downard won't let him get away this time. A little help from Van Dyne and a sack for the Falcons. Back inside the 35 to the 34. 6 yard loss on the play. Third and nine for Harmony. Falcon defense looking to stop them. 10:52 to go in the first quarter. And under some pressure, the pass is to the near sideline, incomplete, guarded by Baker. Pass was intended for number 45, Clinton McCarty. And that'll bring up fourth down from their own 34. Clayton retreats for a punt. And Baker covering up the play. 10:46 to go. Clean snap. Punt is over Downard's head. Will be fielded at the 19 by Clayton. He's around the left side. He's got some room. Two guys in front of him streaking up the far sideline. Flag is down, but Clayton keeper's in the end zone. 61-yard return if it stands, but the flag sits at the 34 of the Falcons. And it's an illegal block in the back against the Falcons. So bring back the touchdown, but the Falcons have the ball with 10.5 to go in the first quarter, leading 7-0. And marching it back to the 23. Ten-yard penalty there, and the Falcons will have the ball with 10.5 to go in the first. Setting up their offense, Clayton behind Moore under center. Quick pass to the near side, and now Clayton looks to throw. Tucks it in instead, and runs to the left side, back up the center of the field, ducks his head, has a first down near the Falcon 35. Looked like he was trying to throw, so that would actually not be a completed pass. That would be a lateral back to Clayton. And 11-yard pickup to the 34. And that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. In the first quarter, leading 7-0. Handoff up the middle, and is Clayton ducking his shoulder and knocking the player back, picking up about nine more. Across midfield to the 37. And Wayne will have second and short. The Harmony 37 leading 7-0 with 9:15 to go in the first. Moore under center, pitches it back. And Carson is momentarily slowed up in the backfield, but gets the first down and inside the Harmony 30, Carson Kiefer. To the 29, 8-yard pickup for Carson, and that's another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. 9-minute mark now in the first quarter with the Falcons leading Harmony 7-0. Looks like a double tight end formation with the keepers in the eye behind and the fake looking to throw it long, and Moore has it complete into the end zone. Trevor Wilson, touchdown Falcons. Going, going, gone, brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Nickel. My apologies, Keaton and family and the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Hello, better. Downard puts it through once again. That's 2 for 2. And the Moore to Nickel pass covered 29 yards. And the touchdown with 8:39 to go in the first quarter, and PAT attempt makes it 14-0 in favor of the Falcons. That is a great Western Bank, great play. Home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. 8:39 to go in the first. Falcons leading Harmony 14-0. Downard has it teed up. Sweet Southern Sass bringing it to you. The kick is a bouncer along the ground, fielded at the 35 and no more there. Nickel and Downard tackle the would-be Rocket. So at the 34, their own 34, Harmony will start it out. Wayne leads 14-0. Looking to pass, not a rush, a running back in the backfield. And across midfield, tackled by Carson Kiefer. To the Falcon 39, 7 on the pickup. Quick pass to the right side, short hops it. Incomplete. 39-yard line of the Falcons, and a hurry-up offense. 8:12 to go. Back in motion and gets the handoff, and he is going nowhere fast. Ridge Downard, Tate Van Dyne right there to meet. Number 18, Taron Counts. Fourth down now from their own 39, loss of 2. Dropping back in punt formation, Harmony. Boots it, good punt will be let go by Clayton Kiefer. It'll bound into the end zone, touchback. And so Falcons will start from their own 15. First down Falcons, 7:37 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leads 14-0 over Harmony. And the Falcons lining up. Nickel wide left. Keepers, Clayton will have it. Coming up the middle, has a blocker in front of him. Reads it, got some speed. He's across midfield, 30, 20, outrunning the last would-be defender. Going, going, gone. 65-yard Clayton Kiefer touchdown run. He's up to 85 yards and a score already. And the Falcons are up on the Chambers Auction and Appraisal Touchdown, PAT, brought to you by U.S. Cellular Copy Plus. Downard's kick is plenty high, and hello, better through the uprights once again. 3 for 3 for Ridge Downard. Falcons lead 21-0 with 7:25 to go in the first quarter. Clayton Kiefer did a good job just patiently waiting for the block to develop and then took off, and then it was a speed foot race there, and he won it pretty easily despite the defender having the advantage in an angle, but Clayton just simply outran him. 7:25 to go, 21-0. Helpful smile in every aisle, brought to you by the Corydon Hy-Vee. Check out their weekly specials for deals on fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Sweet Southern Fast kickoff by Downard is a dribbler up the middle, fielded and self-downing at the 21 is Harmony. No return. From their own 21, Harmony trailing Wayne 21-0. Shotgun pass is tipped by Downard, incomplete. Saw the pass coming, got his hands up, and those big paws knocked it down. Second and 10. Hurry up offense. Two receivers each direction. Harmony with some pressure being applied by Van Dyne. It's picked off, dropped by Carson at the 30. Far side of the field. It hit him in the hands, but not good enough. Carson couldn't hold on. It's incomplete. Third and 10. 7:15 now to go in the first. 21-0 Wayne. Clean snap, and pressure once again, and the quarterback will go down instead of getting crushed by Ridge Downard, and that is going to be at the 15. Fourth down, punt formation. Clayton retreats to his own side of the field. He's standing at the Falcon 32. Downard forced a bad punt. It was high, and it bounces at the 34, crosses midfield, and will be down to the Falcon 36. So from the Wayne 36, they not a first down yet for Harmony, and Falcons have just two first downs, but three touchdowns, and I guess I'd take that trade-off. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers out to the left. Clayton is behind Moore. Dropping straight back, looking to pass to Clayton. Complete, and he has it at midfield. He's out to the 35-30, 25-20. He's going, going, gone. First touchdown reception of the season for Clayton Keeper here in week 8. And that's a 44-yarder. Touchdown Falcons with 6:28 to go. And your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Moore with the hole. Downard with the kick. Hello, brother. 28-0 in favor of Wayne. With 6:28 to go in the first quarter. And the Falcons have jumped on Harmony here with four first-quarter touchdowns and PATs for construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton or call Kent at 873-4124. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Sweet Southern SAS bringing you another kickoff. First touchdown reception of the season for Clayton Keeper has scored in yet another way. Downard with a low bouncer at the 15, fielded at the 10, now coming up the field. Number 18 has the ball across the 25. Taron counts. And from the 27... high snap, but fielded cleanly by Wallingford, throwing it over to the right side, incomplete, intended for Taron Counts. Hurry up offense for the Rockets, and the Falcons are set. A Here comes the rush up the middle, and the pass is complete, but he's not going to get away from, I believe, Blade Baker. Blade gets him down at the 31. And third down, Harmony. Pressure again, and the throw is over the head of the intended receiver, number 36, Wyatt Gatton. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down from their own 31. Wayne leads 28-0, 5:49 to go in the first quarter. Twin Cedars 14, Mormon Trail 8. In the game of importance to the Falcons, that punt is going to bounce sideways inside the 25 and will be downed at the 22. By 40 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 28-0. Carson splitting out to the right side. Pitch back to Clayton. Reverse. Coming this way and has some room. It's Holman. He's around the end. He's around midfield. 30. He's pushed out of bounds in Harmony territory. And a flag down in the backfield. And it's a block in the back against the Falcons. That'll bring it back. 5:26 to go. Reverse. Holman got around there, got some speed going across midfield inside the 30, but they're going to end up backing this one up. And they will mark that back inside the 10 to the 8-yard line from the 22. That's more than half the distance to the goal. And now a fumble picked up by Moore, and he's in deep trouble, gets out of the end zone. And the ball is going to be placed at the 1. Fumbled snap. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 28-0. I'd hand the ball to Clayton and let him get a 79-yarder here. That could be what's happening. He's around the right side. Stiff arms. Tiptoeing the sidelines. I think he stepped out of bounds. At the 20, yards there, gets to the Falcon 20, and it'll be third down. That puts him over 100 on the night. With his 99th. Eight-player touchdown, now running on the left side, and has a first down running over the last defender out to about the 35. 15-yard pickup there, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Five carries for Clayton Kiefer, 119 yards, and one touchdown. Also has a receiving touchdown already. And with 4:15 to go in the first quarter, Wayne leads 28-0. Kiefer on the Wildcat formation and read well by the Harmony Rockets and hands it off to Ridge Downard. Downard will go down with a loss on the play. Back to the 31, minus 4 for the Falcons. first down. It'll be second and 14. Nickel to the right side. Hand off to Clayton on the left side. And spinning around, he's going to be out near a first down, brought down by Tarring Towns. Right around the 35-yard line, just across the 35, it's a Falcon Farm Bureau first down. Pickup for Clayton. And here come the Falcons with 3:20 to go in the first quarter, leading 28-0 over the Harmony Rockets. In motion is Kiefer, and stays in, gets a block, pass is incomplete to the left side toward Carson. Moore just overthrew him a little bit. Second down. Get breezy in the press box here. Harmony all of a sudden. Let's hope it's a good trade win for the Falcons. And 3:07 to go in the first, 28-0 Wayne. Quick pass to the left side, complete, and heading up the far sideline and thrown out of bounds is Jesse Wick. Gets it just shy of the 25, so a pickup of 9.5. And it'll be third and very short for the Falcons. Moore under center. Pitches it to Clayton on the left side. Reading the block. Letting it materialize. Has the first down easily. He's inside the 15. He will be down at the 13. So 12 more for Clayton and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, who lead Harmony 28-0. Movement and flag coming down. I think Moore drew the far side of the defensive line offsides. Good job by Trent. It's a cheap five for the Falcons, but we'll take it. So now it's first down from the 8. Hands off to Carson, straight up the gut. He's going to have a Farm Bureau first down, but he's short of the goal by 0.5 yard. Down to the 1, and it'll be another Farm Bureau first down, first and goal for the Falcons from the Harmony 1 with, as we near the 2-minute mark of the first quarter, Wayne leading 28-0. Moore hands it off. Carson is in. Going, gone. Carson Kiefer, touchdown for the Falcons. 1 yard touchdown run. .155 to go. An important PAT attempt coming up here. Brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular. Clean snap. All blocked. PAT is no good. And that one hurts because the score is now Wayne 34, Harmony 0, with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. And Sweet Southern Sass is calling the Falcons out to the field. Wayne moving left to right here in the first quarter. With it looks like the wind is mostly a crosswind. Downard will step it off. Ben Saunders on the kick team. Ridge goes deep, gets it down to the six, and it's fielded there. Coming up is Taryn Counts into the center of the field and will be brought down at the 25-yard line. And Counts is down. That'll be a Middle Mercado timeout there by the officials. The 6 to the 21, a 15-yard pickup for Taryn Counts, and he is up. It's good to see that. And we are going to do a little bit of bundling here. Falcon defense coming out. Nick Matley out there. Blade Baker, Draven Ridge, and Tate on the line. Lots of receivers. Flag goes down. I think that was a illegal procedure against Harmony. So they'll do it from their own 16 with 1:45 to go. There's a clean snap, throwing it to the right side. It's complete, and Keaton brings him down across the 25. Complete to Clinton McCarty. And now under some pressure, and that time he will not get away from Tate Van Dyne. Sacks him back to the 17. This hurry up's rough on us old guys trying to keep up on the stat sheet. And the snap, this time is a quarterback draw, running up. And Nick Matley tackles the quarterback Wallingford from behind. And it's going to be out near the 30, just shy of it. From their own 30, they're going to go for it. Fourth down. Harmony has yet to get a first down. Wing defense trying to keep it that way. It's going to be a pass, and it's going to be complete for a first down, but tackled right there by the Falcons. It will be a first down for Harmony. At the 33. Receivers going out everywhere, and Downard gets into the backfield, but pass is complete, brought down by Holman at the 36 of the Falcons, and that will end the first quarter. I'm sorry, not the 37, to the 39, a gain of 6 on that first down pass. And first quarter ends with Lane leading 34-0. A first quarter with 5 Falcon touchdowns, including a 56-yard pass from Moore to Holman, a 29-yard touchdown pass to Keaton Nickel, 65-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer, a 44-yard touchdown reception by Clayton Kiefer, and we are underway in the second quarter, and the pass is incomplete. Keaton Nickel, the closest player. player on the field to the ball. They'll bring up third down, 11:56 to go. Wayne with a 34-point advantage. Quarterback draw, but Van Dyne and Clayton Kiefer are there. The ball comes out. Falcons have it. No signal yet. And Falcon ball at midfield. So a fumble picked up by Wayne, and they have the ball at midfield, leading 34-0. The quarterback tried to get away on that one and couldn't. Clayton Kiefer, Teddy Van Dyne were there pulling on this play. Clayton on the left side has a lot of Falcons in front of him. Too many, probably. Drives his feet, has a first down inside the 30 to the 25. 15-yard pickup on first down for Clayton, and that'll be another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Eleven:22 to go in the second quarter. 34-0 Wayne inside Rocket territory. Carson to the left side has Tate in front of him. Uses the block well. He's around the corner. Going, gone. 25-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer. Chambers Auction and Appraisal bringing you that 25-yard touchdown run by Carson Kiefer. The Falcons are up 40-0, pending the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming up by Ridge Downard. Low snap, picked up by Downard. He's going to run it to the left. He's got a head of steam, and he is. They're calling him down. Wow. They called him down. So Wayne leads 40-0, 11:03 to go in the second quarter, and we are now continuous. Well, it doesn't, I don't think start until the kickoff, but then it will be continuous. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Corydon area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Corydon Square, or give them a call at 872-2118, 872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Middlebrook Auto, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Wick, Matley, Baker, love it on this side. And the sweet southern sass kicked by Downard bounces and fielded at the 12. Nowhere to go, just jukes left and right, but not much forward. And finally does get out over the 20. They'll put it at the 22. Harmony will start from there. Falcons limiting the Rockets to one first down so far, I think. Throws it to the near side, incomplete. Keaton Nickel again in the vicinity. Second down for the, and we got a Middlebrook Auto timeout by Harmony with 10:34 to go in the first half, second quarter, and the Falcons up 40-0. Chambers Auction and Appraisal reminds you that true price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. see. We have 2085. Okay. 134. 148. 160 yards on 8 carries for Clayton Kiefer. 20-yard average doesn't hurt him any. He's got a touchdown reception and a touchdown rushing. Carson with a couple of touchdowns, and Trent Moore having a nice night throwing it. Flag down on the play, and it's a procedure. It's a procedure call against Harmony, backing them up. So from the 17, nobody in the backfield. Wallingford rolling this way, throwing it incomplete. Knocked away nicely by Nickel. Clayton Kiefer in the area. Keaton Nickel defended that one well. Incomplete. The third down from the Rocket 17 with Wayne leading 40-0. Receivers each direction. High snap. Pressure from the Falcons. Wobbly pass out near midfield. Falls harmlessly to the ground. Incomplete. Twin Cedars still leading Mormon Trail 14-8 now in the second quarter. Hunt formation on fourth down for Harmony. Nobody deep for the Falcons. And he will get the punt off over the hands of Tate Van Dyne. And Nickel picks it up inside Harmony territory at the 33. The Harmony players had just evacuated. It bounced up, so Keith Nickel picked it up and got another 10 yards. He'll have it at the 25. .9:21 to go. Wayne leading 40-0, having the ball at the Harmony 25-yard line here in the second quarter. Moore dropping back, throwing it over the middle. It's a high pass, but it's complete to Downard. Going, going, gone. Touchdown, Falcons. Nobody on. Ridge Downard ran right up the gut. Touchdown, Wayne. With 9:12 to go in the second quarter. Copy Plus U.S. Taylor PAT attempt coming up after that Chambers auction appraisal touchdown pass. Moore to Downard. Clean snap and hold. Kick is good. Hello, better. One more for the Falcons. That makes it 47-0. And that is a touchdown pass of 25 yards to Downard. And we'll have to do some ciphering here. Moore with an excellent first half. And Sweet Southern's half kick will come from the foot of Downard here. 9:12 to go in the second quarter. Wayne up 47-0. Once again, last report, Twin Cedars in the first half leading Mormon Trail, and that could be a third-place district finish for the Falcons. Kick goes down to the far sideline, out of bounds, inside the five. Ouch. Had it got to the end zone, it would have been a touchback, but took that left hop at the end. I imagine Harmony will take the ball. He did it all the way out of 35. Why wouldn't you? So from their own 35, Harmony, Troy Arnold in on the defensive line. Officials stop that play. 8:52 to go, and I believe we have a Middlebrook auto timeout. With U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new shared Connect plan. Share your data with Connect home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Shared Connect plan required new two-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in and see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corridor. So from the 35, Harmony in motion is counts. He gets the handoff, trying to come around the end. Tate Van Dyne reads it and turns it back inside. Or Troy Arnold, I'm sorry. Defensive end held his ground, turned it back inside, and tackled for a loss on the play back to the 32. That'll bring up second and 13. And from the gun, again, counts in motion across the middle. Now cutting it up the field. Falcon defensive line trying to get... Oh, and the defender fell down. Clayton Kiefer falls down, and pass is incomplete. Falcons get a break there. It'll be third and 13 from their own 32, as we're under 8 minutes now. And counting in the second quarter with Wayne up 47-0. High snap. Pressure coming from Clayton, and they're chasing Wallingford way back, trying to stiff-arm his way and get it back to the line of scrimmage. He's outside the tackle box. Had a receiver in the area. It's incomplete. Fourth down. Clayton Kiefer just blitzing in from his linebacker position. And Wallingford had nowhere to go except scramble for his life and eventually throw it away. 7:15 to go. A punt goes out of bounds. Might get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see. I think they're going to mark that at the 33, so a plus one on the punt. Correction. They're generous spot, giving the ball at the at midfield, and Falcons will come at him from midfield. Quick hand off to Carson up the middle. He's going to have a first down and keeps fighting. Now he's going back to the corner. Trips and falls. Carson at the 20. He had green turf in front of him and gets to the 19. 21-yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons inside the Rod Dotto red zone. Clayton now behind Moore. Two receivers out to the left. Pitches it back to Clayton. He's got a... Tate Van Dyne pulling in front of him. Clayton back up the middle. Now jig-jags into the end zone. Going, going, gone. 19-yard touchdown run. Clayton Kiefer. With 5:46 left until half. U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming up. And hello, better. Nice kick by Ridge Downard, and the Falcons lead 54-0 with 5:46 to go until half. Okay, and our little spy from Twin Cedars is driving the folks in the studio crazy, but it is someone at the game, and they would know. And it's Twin Cedars 14, Moment Trail 8 in the second. It's the last report I have. That was 20 minutes ago. Downard on the Sweet Southern Pass kick, fielded on his knee, and he gets up, heading up the field, going to get a few more yards. Is Wyatt Gatton. He'll get to the 24. The snap will come somewhere around 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Laying up 54-0. And counts in motion now, heading up the field. The pass over the middle through the hands of the receiver, guarded by Wick. Would have been first down yardage, but he would have been tackled right away. Second and 10 from the 24. Falcon defense, again, holding the Rockets to just one first down so far. And rolling to the right, under some pressure, throwing it, trying to get there is Clayton, but best he can do is knock it away, incomplete. Was trying to time that. 4:20 and counting to go. Troy Arnold in, Nick Matley in. And Clayton coming up the side and forcing the quarterback back into the defensive coverage. Ridge Downard with the, probably get credit for the sack. But Clayton Kiefer forced it. Back to the 18, loss of 6. High snap, going to punt it. Gets it away, and it will bounce at the 35 in a big rocket bounce inside the Falcon 25. They'll spot it at the 24. Good punt there. So under 3.5 and counting, and Wayne will have probably just this one more possession here in the first quarter or the first half. But they'll start from the 24, leading 54-0. Personal foul. Hang on. It looked like roughing the passer almost was the call. But it was a punt. And I think we're going to come back the other direction. The line of scrimmage was the 18. But they need to get to the 34. So even a 15-yard penalty is going to be short unless it's an automatic first down. Because they started the drive at the 24, but that play started at the 18. Yep. And so that's a must be an automatic first down, because the yardage was not enough to give it to him. And in trying to write it down, I think the pass has come. And 27, down to the Falcon 27. Two runners or players in motion at the same time. This one's going to be picked off by Nickel, and he grabs it at the 11 and gets it out. 5, 10, 15, 20, out to the 22. So an 11-yard return by Keaton Nickel, and there's a flag down against Harmony. .31 to go. Clock is stopped. And they're deciding where to place the ball, and I think the Falcons will get it at the 23. Return, we'll call it, for Keaton Nickel. And the Falcons will have it at their own 23, leading Harmony 54-0. Trying to get an updated score from Twin Cedars by sending them ours. It's 54-0 here. Falcons are patiently waiting to be able to snap this one. In the eye, under center is Moore. Hands it off to Nick Matley, who is across the 25. To the 27, 4-yard pickup from Matley. It was a long four. As we near the 2-minute mark here in the first half, the guy is Carson. He's got first down yardage and brought down around the 35. To the 36, 9-yard pickup for Carson gives the Falcons a Farm Bureau first down. Minute and a half to go until halftime. Ivy halftime will be extended a little bit due to senior night here in Harmony. Handoff is up to gut, and Shea Holman gets some speed, but he gets decked out in the secondary by Darren Counts. Burst of speed for Holman gets him inside the 30 to the 27 of Harmony. 17-yard pickup and another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Natalie and I believe Holman still in the backfield and running it off the right side is Jesse Wick. Down to the 21, 6-yard pickup. Half minute to go until halftime. Probably the last play for the Falcons. barring a timeout. And Carson will run it up the middle. To the 12, a 9-yard pickup, and another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. 2-1, that'll end your first half. And your halftime score from Harmony, Falcons 54, Rockets 0. And Harmony, quarterback throwing it over the middle, tipped, intercepted by the Falcons. And it is, who is that? 55 is Caleb Pounds with the interception at the Falcon 37, taking it back to getting it down to the other side of the field, all the way to the 20. So a 23. And the Falcons will have it there. And the ball's on the turf, and Matley picks it up. And no gain. Second and 10 from the 20 for the Falcons. Under 11 to go in the third. Wayne up 54-0. Wick to the left. Hands off to Carson. And he will get inside the 15. We're in the Rod's Auto red zone. And it'll be right at the 15, third and 5. Matt Lee and Holman behind Trent Moore, the quarterback. Holman, stutter step, jukes it out to the left. Around the corner, he's going, gone. Touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. No litter on the field. That'll be a 15-yard touchdown run by Shea Holman. The senior gets in the end zone with 10:14 to go. And now your copy plus PA, U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. And the snap hold are good, and the kick is beautiful. Hello, better. One more for Ridge Downard. And that makes your score 61-0 in favor of the Falcons. With 10:14 to go in the third quarter here in Harmony. And it does appear as though offensively Clayton Kiefer's night is over. We will see what we what he might be able to yet do defensively, but another fine night put to rest by Clayton Kiefer. Downer drills it inside the 5, and now coming up the middle of the field across the 20 is McCarty. Blade Baker makes his presence known on the return, and they'll start for the 24. Harmony, no running backs. They got receivers out each direction. The pass is complete to the near side, and that's going to be a first down, I think, for Harmony, just their second of the game. At the 35. And it is a first down for Harmony. against the Falcon JV defense. Troy Arnold deep into the pocket, and I think they may call that a pass. He hit the quarterback as his arm was, that's a fumble. But Harmony falls on it. They retain possession, losing ground back to the 29, 6 yard loss on the play. Troy Arnold hit the throwing arm. Ball came loose. Throwing now over the middle, in and out of the hands of Falcon defense. And Ryan McConaughey had a chance at that one, but couldn't haul it in. Now, once again, dropping back, throwing it, incomplete. Dakota Levitt, the closest to it. And now it'll be 1, 2, 3, fourth down. Bad snap, and the punt goes straight up. Oh, and Troy Arnold's going to be flagged. That was a negative punt, negative yardage on the punt. But Troy with a little love tap, and that'll give them five. And a chance to re-punt what was a horrible snap and punt from the 34. And this is a little better and not much better on the punt. It hits the Harmony player. I think he lost ground on that punt. The line of scrimmage was at 34, and they're putting it down at the 32. So a minus 2 yard punt. And Wayne has the ball leading 61-0 with 7:20 to go in the third. Still Trent Moore under center. Hands it off to Carson. Gets out of the first tackler and over to the right side, gets stacked up, holds on to the ball wisely as he gets only near the 30, maybe a gain of two. Inside forward progress to the 29, so make it a 3 yard pickup. Second down, Falcons. Matt Lee will block for Carson, coming the near side, and a good block. And Carson inside the 25 and across the 20, that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Harmony player down, and we have a Middlebrook Auto timeout on the field as he's a little slow getting up. But a 10-yard pickup for Carson Kiefer gives the Falcons a Farm Bureau first down inside the Rod Dotto red zone at the 19. Runyon McConaughey at center. Falcons fumbled snap. Moore picks it up, but is taken down immediately. Back to the 21, loss of two, second and 12. Andrews still in at right guard. Hands it off to Wick, and up the middle, not much there for Jesse Wick. Back inside the 20, just barely. Third down for the Falcons, from the 20, third and 11 to go, 5:21, 5:20 to go in the third quarter, with Wayne leading 61-0. Keaton Nichols splits out to the left, pitches it, and fumble, ball's on the turf. And I think Harmony has it. They do. They will take possession at their own 30. From their own 30, Harmony has it with 5 minutes to go in the third. Throwing the wobbler ball over the middle, incomplete. Dakota Lovett closest to it. Falcon defenders look like receivers here. Ben Saunders in at linebacker. Looks like Clayton's night might be done, and a defensive rush comes in, and incomplete. Lovett in the area again. He and Caleb Pounds both there. Third down, Harmony. 4:15 and counting in the third. Wyatt Gatton, freshman quarterback for Harmony, throwing it deep. Nice spiral, but incomplete. Lands at the 20. Love it the nearest to it. Fourth down after three incompletions. Fourth and 10, and we're under four to go in the third. Hunter Bennett on the defensive line. Isaiah Bradford on the defensive line for the Falcons. Punt formation, nobody deep for Wayne. Punt gets off, Matt Lee was near it, and it will bounce inbounds. Oh, and there looked like it was on the line, but it's going to end up inside the Falcon 30. Nope, at the 31. Wayne will take over at their own 31 with 3:19 to go. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Keaton Nichol to the right. Natalie. And the handoff is to Carson around the right side and cuts it back into the middle. He's got first down yardage across the 40 and into Harmony territory. At the 35, make it the 34. 33, he's still gaining. So 9 and 7 is 16-yard run for Carson Kiefer and a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. At the Harmony 33, 2.5 to go in the third. And the ball is loose. Not a good exchange between Moore and Matley, but they're going to pick up a couple of yards out of it. Give the carry to Matley and give him a yard to the 32. Second and a short 9 to go for Wayne, leading 61-0 over the Harmony Rockets. This handoff is to Wick, and he's coming to the left side. He's got some space, and one man to beat doesn't do it. Shoved out of bounds is Jesse Wick, but a nice carry. He'll get to the 7, a 25-yard pickup for Jesse Wick. And the first and goal, Falcons. Farm Bureau first down at the 7, inside the Rod Dotto red zone. With a minute and a half left in this third period, Falcons enjoying a 61-0 lead at the moment, threatening once again. Run to the right side. Going, gone into the end zone is, wait for it, wait for it. It's Wick. Hey, that's what they get for running the far corner of the field. But congratulations, Jesse, got into the end zone. Touchdown with 1:16 to go in the third. Two-point PAT attempt. Copy plus U.S. Cellular. It's Draven Jellison. Drive those legs, Draven. No good. So... 61-6 makes 67-0 in favor of the Falcons with 1:16 to go in the third. You're listening to Talking Football on KIICradio.com, the live stream for the Quattro, brought to you by John Fry, your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you are in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John and his staff can do for you. Or call him at 872-2725, 872-2725. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. John Fry, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts now in our fifth season. And your Sweet Southern Sass kicked by Downard is a knuckleball to the left. Just a bit outside, and they'll put it at the 35. For those of you at home wondering, the wind has died down and the press box is much more temperate now. Appreciate that. Clock rolling at 1:10 to go in the third, 67-0 in favor of Wayne. High snap, ball's on the turf. Falcons and Rockets both retreating for it and will be brought down deep in the Rocket backfield. Troy Arnold in on that one, Saunders in on that one, and break for the Falcon defense. Ball is all the way back at the 22, and another fumbled snap. This one is covered by the Falcons. Is that Bradford? Isaiah Bradford, number 51, with the fumble recovery. And the ball will be spotted at the Harmony 7, and they want a Middlebrook Auto timeout. So 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Wayne leading 67-0, and they are 7 yards from another score. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. And once again, 22 seconds left until the end of the third quarter. Just hot off the presses, a scoring update in the fourth quarter. Twin Cedars 28, Mormon Trail 22. 28-22 in favor of the Sabres over the Saints. And that is, that's a 6-point spread. If Twin Cedars is going to win that game, we need them to score another touchdown. And this handoff is to Matley. He's going to be inside the five. The three, gain of four for Nick. And that'll end the third period with the score, Falcons 67, Harmony 0. We'll start the fourth here in just a moment. But assuming, okay, let's just try to figure this out. if the current spread holds up and Twin Cities wins by six, they would have 13-point wins and a 6-point win, and 13-point losses. They would all cancel, and they would have a plus six in seven games. Mormon Trail would have a 13 and an 11 over the Falcons, and losses of 13-13-6. So cancel. Handoff is to Matt Lee up the middle, into the end zone, gone. That is a 3-yard touchdown run for Nick Matley. With 11:54 to go in the game, and your Copy Plus PA, U.S. Cellular PAT attempt, let's see what it is. BJ in the backfield once again, at fullback. He's blocking for Tate Van Dyne. Tate lowers his shoulder and booms his way in. Hello, better. 2-point PAT attempt for, or 2-point conversion for Tate Van Dyne. And 67-8 makes 75-0 in favor of the Falcons with 11:54 to go in the game. And, thank you. Twin Cedar is making this math a lot easier and a lot more irrelevant. Has put another touchdown and two-point conversion on the board. They now lead Mormon Trail 36-22 in the fourth quarter. 36-22 Twin Cedars in the fourth. And a 13-point win there would guarantee that a three-way tie between Twin Cedars, Mormon Trail, and Wayne, a three-way tie between those three teams would be won by Wayne, making the Falcons the third-place team, even if they lose next week. And there is no conceivable way, unless Lamoni gets beaten by Seymour tonight, pause for dramatic effect, that would be the only way Wayne would have a chance at hosting a playoff game. And I don't have a scoring update. I haven't looked at the Thunderbolt app here in a while, but I can't imagine that Lamoni will lose to Seymour tonight. The Sweet Southern Sass kick goes out of bounds at around the 10. And Harmony will again take it at 35. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want, mount and balance them for you. First down play for Harmony. Everybody going long. The pass is complete at the 40, wrapped up, and brought down inside Falcon territory. Forward progress gets to the Wayne 36, a 9-yard pickup. And a player down on the far sideline in front of the Falcon bench. Hey, Rod can fix flats for you, or mount and balance those new tires for you. Just call him, or stop in 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod at 872-2338, 872-2338. Rocket coaching staff going over to the far sidelines. We're hoping this is not serious. 11:29 to go in the game. So again, a three-way tie. If this, we got another scoring update. Or is that that's the same score? So in the fourth, Twin Cedars 36, Mormon Trail 22. And I think that'll mean a 3 seed for the Falcons. Cannot get a 2 seed with a loss already to Melcher Dallas. And we are glad to see the Rocket, Ryan Dye, a senior, able to walk back over to the sidelines under his own power. And they lost a yard during the timeout to the 37. Snap is good. Matt Lee in on defense, and the Falcons overrun the throw. Incomplete. Third and short for Harmony. Dakota Levitt guarding the receiver nearest the our side of the field here. Back in motion. Snap is good. And under pressure, again, underthrown. It was Bradford closing in on the quarterback, Wyatt Gatton. And he chucked it up in the air because he wanted rid of it. He saw Isaiah coming at him. Didn't like the looks of that. It's 10:30 now in the left in the game. Falcons leading 75-0. Counts in motion. Stops. Now comes back in motion the other way and takes the snap and will elude the first tackler, get himself a first down on a nice run by Taron Counts. That'll be a first down for Harmony at the Falcon 31. 6 yard pickup, and Troy Arnold with the tackle, and he will take a seat for a minute in favor of Connor Runyon. Snap is clean, throwing it over the middle, complete. Nice tackle by Lovett. Gets to the 24, picks up 7. And the hurry-up offense for Harmony. Pressure again, underthrown, incomplete. It'll be third down as we near 9 minutes left in the game. 75-0 in favor of the Falcons. Ball is sitting at the Wayne 24, third down for Harmony. And he's going short, and it's caught, and flag comes down, and the receiver gets away from a couple of Falcons. He's into the end zone. Don't have a ruling yet on the flag. Flag went down around the receiver with the ball. So I'm wondering, it could be like a face mask maybe against the Falcons. That is the call. It will be declined. That'll be a 24-yard touchdown for Harmony. They score with 8:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And going now for two, hands off to Counts, trying the right side, and he will not get in. PAT attempt fails. So, with 8:44 to go, Wayne leads 75-6. little controversial math going on in the press box. Avery says they got 8, and it's no, I think we're looking at 6 here. He did not get that one in, Avery. 36-22, Twin Cedars over Mormon Trail in the fourth still is the last update I have, and that came 8 minutes ago. The kick is short and fielded by Davin Beach at the 29 and gets it out to the 33. It was one of those low line drives about 2 feet off the ground. Devin just reached up above his head, grabbed it, took off running. Apparently that one was over Avery's head too, so we'll just let that go. Die a graceful death. From their own 33, the Falcons have the ball, leading 75-8 with 8 minutes left in the game. Natalie under center, snap is bobbled, and he just picks it up. Will not get much there. No gain. Devin goes out. Devin comes back. McConaughey at center. Pounds to his right. Arnold at the tight end, and the run up the middle is Saunders, and he gets a yard. So from the Wayne 34, it'll be third and long. Pitches it back, and I think that's Lovett across the 35. Put it at the 36, gain of 2, but it's fourth and long for the Falcons. From their own 36, leading Harmony 75-6 with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Beach wide right. Matley in pressure, under pressure in the backfield. He's going to be dropped. Ryan Dye with the sack. Turnover on downs. And they're going to spot that ball around the Falcon 30. .540 and counting in the fourth. Wayne up 75-6. Under pressure, pass is incomplete. Flag goes flying. That flag was not near the receiver who couldn't hang on to the ball. It was from the defensive backfield looking into the ineligible receiver. Will back Harmony up. Oh, wait. We got a different penalty than that. They're going to mark one off against Wayne. Let's see. Illegal helmet contact against the Falcons. And at a 15-yard penalty. Now, they just set the ball inside the 15, so they went more than half the distance to the goal. Pass toward the end zone. Complete touchdown. .15 touchdown with 5:26 to go. Copy Plus US Cellular will bring you this PAT attempt by the Rockets. And under pressure, the quarterback throws it in, and it's complete for a 2-point conversion. And your score now, Avery, is 75-14 in favor of the Falcons with 5:26 to go in the game. Word on the street is we're looking at a quiet bus ride home. Not a quiet bus ride home. Well, I don't know. They've just gotten marched down the field the last two possessions. The pace of this game has slowed tremendously in the last few minutes. Lovett and Matley deep for the Falcons. Kick is to the in front of the Falcon bench and out of bounds inside the 25. Wayne will take it at the 35. Leading 75-14. We will fire up the Thunderbolt app, see what we got going on as the Falcons send the play in from the sidelines, leading 75-14 with 5:20 to go. Under center, Matley pitches it back to Lovett, and he's around the end, and he's at the 30, inside the 25, and taken down on the far sideline is Dakota Lovett. Gets to the 23, flag down near midfield. It's a hold against the Falcons and a personal foul against Harmony. Offsetting penalties means we'll go back to the 35 and try that down again as they wind the clock with five to go. Oh, and Matley runs into his running back. Is that Saunders? But he gets to the 39, a plus four there. Makes second and six for Wayne. This time, Beach goes nowhere but down to the turf. Loss of three. Third down Wayne with as we near 4 minutes to go in the game. Beach out to the left. Max in the eye. And we got a penalty coming up against procedure, I think. Back Wayne up five. Okay. Last report from Melcher Dallas is Melcher Dallas 22, Moravia 8. The pitch is Lovett, and he's fighting for it and driving, but he will get only to the 37. Another penalty on the field. 6 yard pickup for Dakota. Awaiting the call. No report from Lamoni and Seymour. 15-yard penalty will aid the Falcon cause and give them a Farm Bureau first down. And the ball is now at the Harmony 30 with 3.5 to go. Right out here in front of us, Matley, trouble with it, just runs it forward. Quarterback draws across the 25 and down there. Broken play, but Matley made it worth five. Second down, Wayne, leading 75-14 as we near 3 minutes to go. reading that Twin Cedars update. A 13-point win would be a good thing for the Falcons. Hold on to the ball. It does come loose. And Harmony strips it and gets it. Harmony gets the ball at their own 28. And that's probably the last time the Falcons will have the ball. Fumble recovery for the Rockets. Clean snap, pressure, throws it, incomplete at midfield. Second down, broken up by Lovett. Two minutes left. They got several players in motion, and pressure again. It's going to be picked off by Pounds again at the Falcon 37, or at the, the 38 of Harmony. Runs it back to the 31. Two interceptions by Caleb Pounds. First and 10, Falcons, minute 20 to go. 75-14 is the score. And little bit of mix-up on the snap count on the offensive side. Minus 5 back to the 36. Clock is wound. We're down to 1:10. Falcons still in the huddle. This might be, if not the last play, the next to last play of this game. Matt Lee pitches it. Ball's on the turf. Lovett just falls on it. Now we're at the Harmony 38 after the two-yard loss. 46 seconds. Yeah, Wayne will have to snap it again, but this is likely to be the last play of the game. Have the hand warmers hold up. Avery's pleased. We have an endorsement. 30 seconds left. And Matley takes a knee. 23, so we wind the clock now, and they do not need to snap a fourth down play. So your final score from Harmony in 10 more seconds will be Wayne 75, Harmony Rockets 14. And so Falcons will move to 6-2 on the season, 4-2 in the district. Harmony goes to 0-8, 0-6 in the district. And that will assure the Falcons of a playoff spot. And pending a final from the Twin Cedars game, and we will send them a text inviting one back. Final 75-14. Send that off, and hopefully can get back a final on the Twin Cedars Mormon Trail game, which once again, 23 minutes ago, was in the fourth quarter with Twin Cedars leading 36-22.